From the KERA newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a moment, what a home means to high schoolers who once didn't have one. First, though, hundreds of people demonstrated last night in McKinney against a police officer's actions at a neighborhood pool party Friday. A video shows Officer David Eric Casebolt, who is white, pushing a 15-year-old black girl to the ground and pulling out his gun at other teens. Casebolt's been put on administrative leave while the police department investigates, but KERA's Stella Chavez reports the protesters want Casebolt fired.
The protesters came from all over North Texas. Some even flew in for the march. They gathered in front of Comstock Elementary School. Some held signs with messages like "All Lives Matter" and "White Privilege Blinds Racism." LaShavian Anthony is a barber in McKinney, and he thinks what happened at Friday's pool party goes beyond race.
I know all of these kids. Most of them are my clients. This is not a race issue. This is a compassion issue. This is the people versus the police. This is the people versus people that have power to do what they want to do.
Bria Gambrell came from nearby Little Elm. She says the video of the police officer pinning down the teen struck a nerve with her.
As a 19-year-old, I was once 14, and if a police ever manhandled me the way that man manhandled her, whether he's white, black, doesn't matter, he should not keep his job.
But not everyone agreed. Some residents, like Lori Anderson and her 11-year-old son, Alexander, watched the protesters walk through their neighborhood.
I think a sad situation has been completely taken out of context. Things got out of control, and now it's become this incredibly racial conflict.
Most of the marchers were black, but others, like Jennifer Moore, who is white, joined them.
What I saw on that video is unacceptable no matter what. And I just would ask everyone to put themselves in those shoes. And if that was your 14-year-old daughter being treated like that, what would you say?
As the march wrapped up, a black man talked with a small group of white counter-protesters. They said they had a good conversation about race and teens. And they say it's a start toward a better understanding of each other. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Outlets were reporting yesterday the young teen pushed to the ground was 14. She is 15, we now know. To see photos of the protests, visit keranews.org. We turn now to our American graduate series, Homeless in High School. Charles Johnson, CJ to many, has unofficially fostered homeless kids from North Dallas High School for more than a decade and a half. Bill Zeeble introduces us to CJ, who has made his house their home and created a family for students who needed one.
We're downstairs in room 110 of North Dallas High School. Typically an economics class, Friday after school, finance takes a vacation when the action team meets. Members don't talk profits and losses, but public service. Charles Johnson, CJ, created the school club 11 years ago when he worked at the school. Today, he's the volunteer leader of this session.
So how many jobs have we gotten done? Are we still serving our community?
Proud North Dallas Bulldog, class of 88, CJ left a prison security job 18 years ago to become a monitor at North Dallas High. He also became a coach for the wrestling team. He wanted to help his old neighborhood and school.
Our community is in need for volunteers. Some families need help and everything like that, and I couldn't do it by myself, so I needed other people to volunteer.
CJ's done more than volunteer. He also helped launch the school's African American and Latin American culture clubs. North Dallas High has created a weekly pre-class drop-in center for homeless kids. That's where the school's community liaison, Rafael Rodriguez, talks about Johnson's impact.
CJ, when he started to work here, he lived with just him and his mom. So he had a couple of extra bedrooms available, and at that time, I think it was probably 15 years ago, 16 years ago, we had one young man, and he needed a place to sleep, and CJ provided a roof over his head.
CJ hated seeing that boy in a homeless shelter living with adults.
Because you have other people dealing with mental problems, just got out of prison, and also staying there. My first kid experienced that really bad, where all his stuff was stolen, and also he came here with lice. I told him, get his stuff and let's get out of here.
That was more than three dozen students ago. kids he's offered a room to when the alternative was the street, a shelter, or a shattered household. He calls the kids his sons, although he has no biological children.
I just tell him, I say, you know, I got a lot of rules and regulations. If you want to come, you want to come and just grow up in a house and everything like that, you come here, we live here, you graduate, and that's where our focus is going
to
be.
TJ is everything in the world to me. All of his other kids I would say are like brothers to me.
Angel Rivera, who's 21, started living with CJ in 2009.
My father, I don't know him at all. Never met him. And then my mother, she lives not too far from here, but me and her don't always get along.
Rivera says he was hard-headed, crazy, and had crossed the legal line. His mom kicked him out 3 times. CJ helped simmer him down.
He just needed that. Just a male role model, just to hang around with a guy that actually could teach him other things besides being angry.
Rivera grew up, chilled out, and took a new path. North Dallas High has more than its share of kids like him. Close to 15% of the students are homeless, the most of any Dallas high school. It's surrounded by shelters, public housing. It's also nestled near new apartments and trendy retail. So it's not the neighborhood CJ grew up in with his aunt and mother.
They raised us right. We had other families that stayed with us. So we have always been growing up with other people staying with us during their heartaches or during their time.
CJ now shares some of that heartache. He and his sister now care for their mother from a distance. He doesn't live near school anymore either. And without certification, he had to stop coaching. He also changed jobs. Today, he works security for Baylor Medical Center, but still raises the kids he calls his sons. This year, his focus has been on Desmond Davis. We met the North Dallas High drum major, wrestler, and track runner last week.
So after the action team,
on this day, with the sun barely up and breakfast done, CJ's in the kitchen mapping out the day with Des.
I'm going to tell you our routine today. The routine is that
after so many years of essentially being a foster father, CJ has never done it formally. He doesn't like the stereotype of a foster parent in it for the money.
I don't get paid for doing this. I use my own salary. Oh, sorry about that. I have a lot of people that support me. I have a lot of churches that actually support the family, you know?
So CJ gives thanks to 3 nearby churches that have supported his kids and others at the school. They help keep CJ grounded, kind of what he's done for students at North Dallas High for nearly 2 decades. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Our Homeless in High School series continues next Tuesday with a closer look at North Dallas High School. Explore the entire series at kera.org/homeless, where you can also watch a video of some of the people featured in the stories. We have an ozone action day today. Also sunny skies, a slight chance of rain, about 20%. Expect a high this afternoon of 95. Should be mostly clear tonight with a low of 75, and then tomorrow sunny with a high of 95 again. It's 81 degrees in Dallas, 80 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.